Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Mem Zayin, which deals with the very difficult details of taruvis, of mixtures of Pesach Dikas stuff and Chometz Dikas stuff on Pesach. We learned yesterday in the beginning of Sif Hei, which is found on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, that dried meat, basa yavesh, ugvina v'dogim, and cheese and fish, if they were salted, shenimlechu kodem ha-pesach, before Pesach, with salt that wasn't checked to make sure that there weren't any pirurim, crumbs of chametz within it, that's what it means, v'lo nizaru bahem. So we said yesterday, mutar le'ochlem b'pesach. The first opinion of the Mechaber over here in yesterday's shir was it is permissible to eat them on Pesach. And we explained these dinim yesterday. Today we pick up on the second line on Chav Dalet Amud Beis in the Ramah, where he brings down a more machmir opinion. He says, Hagah v'yesh cholkin u'machmirim. On this first din, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Memvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Atchilas ha-so'ifkoi. This statement over here that the Ramah says, v'yesh cholkin u'machmirim, goes on what I just mentioned at the beginning of Sif Hei, that one could be makel over here with the salted meat, fish, or cheese that was salted with a salt that wasn't carefully checked, that it didn't have chametz in it, before Pesach. The Mechaber said you could eat it, and the Ramah says over here, no, you can't. V'yesh cholkin u'machmirim. The reasoning is, v'atam, the optin is batal kodem ha-pesach, even though it was nullified before Pesach, nevertheless, chozer v'neyer b'pesach. It can come back and reawaken on Pesach, according to this machmir opinion. The reasoning is explained in Dershu footnote number 71 from the Taz, Sha'afopi shalah locha kosev ramo le'el, even though yesterday we learned, she'eno chozer v'neyer, that this type of a taruves, which is somewhat lach, the salt is considered lach over here, and only a taruvis of yavish v'yavish is chozer v'neyer, and therefore this technically should not have been able to be chozer v'neyer. Nevertheless, he says, chelek mehamelach nishar dovuk alagvinos hadogim abasa, since little pieces over here of the salt are attached to the cheese, the fish, or the basar, the meat. Therefore, choshishim, we still have to be concerned that with the salt being attached, there may be little pirure chometz, little crumbs of chometz that are also attached. And therefore, the chalkum andayim motzi b'soch hamelach hadovuk, and they may still be there present, and therefore it is choz v'niyah, because on Pesach, even a mashu of chometz is going to make the entire thing usher. The Ramah continues and he writes, Ube Medino Zelu, in Ashkenazic Germany, in Ashkenazic communities, Haminog Lahachmir Lechatchila, Shalolecho Gvinos Vidogim Ubosor Yavesh. And therefore, we paskin over here like this more machmir opinion, the Ramah says, the minog was that Lechatchila, one would not eat over here these salted items that were salted before Pesach with salt that wasn't checked carefully to make sure it didn't have Pirui Chometz. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Zayin, Shelo Lechol Gvinos Hatam, Mivnei Shelo Nizaru Livdok HaMelech Mechometz B'Shas HaSiyosu, because as I just mentioned, that they didn't check them carefully to make sure they didn't have little pieces of chametz, little particles of chametz mixed in with it, and therefore, V'afilu Him Kavushim B'Chli Yantif, and even though they're pickling in a Pesach Dikah Kli, we still have to be concerned that there may be a little bit of chametz present over there, and that's why they can't be eaten. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Ches adds over here, the same thing would apply, v'chein basar meluach mechadosh ki haygavna. If you were to freshly salt meat over here on Pesach, the same din would apply over here, if you didn't check it well to make sure that there are no pirur or chametz present. Ushar minei meluchim kushim, and any other item that is salted or pickled over here. For example, kagon ugerkis, which are melafifonim, which you can see in the Tirgum number 1, which are pickles or gherkins, uchruv, what's kruv, shekorin kreit, which is known as lemons, imlo nizharu livdo kamelech mechomitz b'shas asiyoso, if you didn't carefully check to make sure that in the salt there were no little pieces or crumbs of chomitz, nizharim shelo lochlo, then you can't eat it. One exception over here, since this is a whole adin derabanan over here, it's only a chumrah, chutz mi yon tov achron shel Pesach. Yon tov achron of Pesach is minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu. We hold the second day of Pesach in chutz laretz because it's minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu. Our forefathers did it because they didn't know sveika d'yomah. Even though we know, we still hold that minhag. So therefore, Dershu footnote number 72 tells us, shekivin shiyom tov sheini shel goli yusum derabanan. Since this whole din is really only din derabanan, ein machmirim bo b'dover sheyesh bo rak chashash b'yamah. Therefore, we're not machmir over here when it's really only a chashash that maybe there's some piruri chometz over here, and since it's Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach, which itself is a din derabanan, one can be makel. And this din, the Shaar HaTzion and Os Nun Ches, is brought down in the name of the Chok Yaakov and other achronim. The Chofetz Chaim adds, l'chore ein l'hokel b'Yom Tov Achron. The only reason you can be makel over here on the last day of Yom Tov is rak b'pnei hamelach shelo nivdak shebatol b'shishim. You can be makel over here because chances are that anything that would be there would be batol b'shishim. But im hayu kivushim b'chlei chametz, if it was pickled over here in a chametz sticky container, maybe in that situation, efshar de l'hakka, then this leaning opinion wouldn't apply. The Rama continues now and he writes, abel, im hedichu basar shalosh pamim kodem pesach, if they rinsed off this meat 3 times before Pesach, then no agin l'ochlo, then you would be allowed to eat it on Pesach. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Memtes that you rinsed it off over here. It doesn't mean just to rinse it off with water. So the Mishnah says, "Hainu l'shafshef biyad." You have to go rub it with your hand. Ulahosir hanidbak behem, and remove physically anything that was attached over there. So even if there was some perur mechametz, that would be washed off. He adds, "Vayin biachronim shekasu." Look in the achronim who say that minug l'shoso gam kinketzas benar. Some would specifically go and rinse it off in a river with fast flowing water mistama. Obachli pesach bitzonenes ayde mayim mechulafim, or they put it into a pesadichi utensil that was cooled off over here ayde mayim mechulafim, but water exchanges over here shalosh pamim, and in this way it would be permissible. Avol obachli chometz lachila, but they wouldn't use a chometz sticker kli lachatchila over here. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Samach in the Shara Tzion, he says this from the Taz, he brings down from the Prima Gadim, he's mefakvek leinyan dogim meluchim b'shriya b'chlei chometz, af b'diyevet. He wouldn't allow the dogim meluchim over here to be rinsed off over here in the kli chometz, even b'diyevet. V'afilu b'eino ben yomo, and even if it wasn't the ben yomo. Now, he seems to contradict himself, the Chavetz Chaim points out, and he says, Ayin Sham, you have to look over there to try to reconcile this seeming contradiction in the Prima God. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says in Sivkot Nun, that this meat that you're rinsing off over here was dry yavesh. Or he says, O afilu maluach mechadosh, harbi mimela shalonivdach, or it was freshly salted now, and it's still moist over here from this salt that wasn't checked. Because she'elu darkon lohadiach, the reason why you can be makel over here is because you're always going to rinse off this meat. However, b'chein dogim yaveshin, the same thing would apply with dried fish, because it's like the dried meat, you always rinse it off. Aval dogim lachim meluchim, but if it's freshly moist, salted fish, afilu rotzo lohadiach, also even if you want to rinse it off, we don't allow that. Why not? She'elu ein darkon tomid b'hadocha, because they normally aren't rinsed off, and therefore the rabbis will go as if a gazrina, shema yishkach, he may forget to rinse them off, because they're edible the way they are, v'lo yodich, and you won't wash them off, and then there would be the chashash over here, since the salt, the meluchim, waters over here weren't checked to make sure they didn't have chametz in them, that would be a problem. And therefore, mitamze, hayoroi lohoko bilaksin, one technically could be makel over here with the type of fish called lax. As you can see in the Tirgum, this is dog hanikra lax. Shadako b'hadocha, that they normally would rinse this off, so this would be just like the meat, which if it's normally rinsed off, they weren't concerned over here, there's no need to make a gzera that you'll forget to go rinse it off, because it's always rinsed off. And likewise, v'chein b'dogim aluchim shevivim b'chavi or shekorin herring, likewise the fish that we call herring that were brought in a certain type of barrel over here that was salted, they always would rinse them off. Shadarkan l'diach, so the same thing would apply that you could rinse them off, because you always rinse them off, so you're not going to forget to rinse them off. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kosu achronim nowadays mikol makom lo nohagu lohokel bishum min dogim aluchim liochlam toch haPesach af ayidei hadocha." Nowadays, he says the minhag is not to eat salted fish that was salted over here that are moist on Pesach, even if you wipe them off, if you rinse them off, with the exception chutz miyantov achron shel Pesach, for the reasons that we mentioned before, because it's a chumra over here. Maybe there's no pirui chametz, and it's the last day of Pesach, which is only a din derabbanan. However, under extenuating circumstances, so if there's nothing else to eat and you won't have Simchas Yontif, one can rely upon more lenient opinions over here. Chavetz Chaim in the Shara Tzion Osamach Beis says, look at the Elie Rabba, Shadaito debidover she'ein darko lohadiach apilu b'shasad chak in lohako. He says you can only be makel over here b'shasad chak for things that you normally rinse off, but not for things that you don't rinse off. The Chok Yaakov seems to disagree. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Od Kosvu, they furthermore write, Shekol Dvarim Hakvushim, anything that is pickled, like the Ugerkins, Kagon Ugerkis, the Gherkins, the pickles, the lemons, Kleyotzimem, or anything like that, Ein Matirim Klalya, the Hadocha, we don't allow them to have Hadocha done to them, Kivin Shein Darkan Ladicha, because they normally aren't rinsed off, and therefore you could forget to rinse them off. Dirshu footnote number 73 brings down the reasoning that we just brought down for the El Yeraba, and he says, the El Yeraba is Ma'akmer over here because he's Choshe Shema Yovo Lecho Gam Dog Yumisha'ena Derech Ladichem. If we allow you to go and eat the fish that are normally rinsed off, you may come to eat fish that aren't normally rinsed off, so therefore he's Ma'akmer. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Maschel Habosu Sholosh Pomim says from the Chidushi Rekiva Eger, Shehetik in the name of Daki Moshe the Ramah, that this rinsing three times means three separate days. B'chol yom pamachas. So on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, let's say, you rinse it once each day. Other achronim don't mention this. I will call achronim lo zochu davar zeh. They don't mention this. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon writes, mashma dedaya filu shalosh pamim zeh achar zeh biyom echad. It's enough to rinse it off three times in one day. However, he then brings down over El Yerabba Kosa, the El Yerabba holds, Ha'olam Omrim the Shorin Shalosha Sha'os. The Veld Paskins over here that you just rinse it for 3 hours. Or at least B'dievid, it would be adequate with a half an hour. And he says that a half an hour, and certainly 3 hours of a single rinsing, is Odif Mehadocha Shalosh Pramim, than three quick rinsings by themselves. Now the Ramad said that you have to do this Kodem Pesach, before Pesach. And the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, and Dibra Maskel, Kodem Pesach says this implies even the period of time from Chatzos until Pesach starts. Afilu Be'erev Pesach Hadalayla. And he brings down the name of the El Yerab as well. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunalev, tells us, Avol Tocha Pesach Ein L'Shroso. But during Pesach itself, you can't go and rinse it off over here. But even B'di'evit, Yodiyach Afet Pesach. If you didn't rinse it off before Pesach, you'd be allowed to rinse it during Pesach. And this is also brought down in the name of the El Yerab and other many Achronim. Now we come to the last din that we'll do today in the Ramah, and that's intestinal meat. Ubikar koshos, that's the intestines. Ein moel hadocha. Hadocha over here doesn't help you to be able to eat it on Pesach, because we're concerned that when you salted it on the inside as well, and there's no way that rinsing it will get off the salting with the potential little pieces of chametz on the inside. And therefore the Ramah says, lefikach, ein lahashros, we do not go and rinse off over here, Hatevachos hayeveshos. These tevachos, as the Mishnah will tell us, are a certain type of cooked intestines that were then dried out. And he brings down from the Ma'arib Rin over here that we do not allow you to eat this on Pesach unless you salted it with salt that was checked to make sure that there's no chametz inside of it. And that's what the Mishnah says over here in Sivkot Nun Beis. Rotsalomar. Afilu yeveshos, the darkum biadocha, even if it's something that we always rinse off, like the dried meat over here. Nevertheless, we don't allow you to do this. Mikomokum. Since the insides over here are filled with meat that is cut up very, very finely. And this salting, the salt wasn't checked to make sure that there's no chametz that's mixed in with it. And therefore, the rinsing on the outside will do nothing for the meat on the inside, which can't be reached because it's on the inside. And therefore, as I pointed out, the rinsing on the outside will do nothing for the inside. The and all of this is even if you didn't put garlic inside. The Mishnah Berurah in tomorrow's shiur will describe that the garlic is cut with a chometzik knife and therefore it's a problem. But even if there's no garlic, you're not allowed to do it. The chain bigvina, likewise with cheese, ain moel hadocha mi bechutz mihai taima, going and ain moel hadocha mi bechutz mihai taima. The same reasoning applies over here to not allow the rinsing to be done on the outside of the cheese because it won't get to the inside. Shema yesh ketzas pera besocha, because there may be some pieces of chametz inside. However, in the issue footnote number 75, the Chazon Ish brings down lechora roi hay lahatir sagvina apli adocha. Technically, the cheese should have been good even without adocha, because since you can't get to it on the inside, it's like a bidyevit situation. And the bidyevit situation, the Rama writes yesh lahatir. And therefore, since you physically cannot rinse it on the inside, shelo nitan ladich as ponim hagvina. Therefore, hareza kibidyevit. Therefore, it would be a bidyevit situation. Why is it not allowed? So he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah must hold over here that since you could leave the Gvina till after Pesach to eat, it's not considered a B'dievet situation to be able to eat it on Pesach. Shemamokum she'efshol l'kayimam ad achriya Pesach, since you could leave it needed after Pesach, it's not called B'dievet to be able to eat it on Pesach. L'maisa l'chazon yishvaitz, l'tzorach yantiv yesh la'atir. If one really needs this cheese for yantiv, one would be able to be mekum. Sivkot Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, what are these tevachos hayaveshos? Hainu hachte kakashta, that's the intestines that we talked about. Shekorin tivchaya, and they were known as tivchaya. Then he brings out one additional din, and he says, Kosu achronim, dimayatoloya bosu yovesh, toch hacheder, shiminalin shom kemach. If you go and hang the dried meat over here in a room where you're sifting flour, and therefore the dust from the flour will go off into the air and land on the meat, loma hani adocha, then we don't allow hadocha over here. Because the adarabba, not only will the hadacha not do anything, the hadacha will actually cause the flour to be plastered onto the meat. Ayidei hadacha hu mizdabek v'nase peru ribotzik takik ma'od v'nidbakim b'basar. The water that you're going and rinsing the meat will meet up with the cloud of dust from the flour and attach itself to the meat over here and become chametz right on it. Therefore, l'chein yesh lezor shalol nahal kimchob de pischa. One should be very careful with the pesadik of flour. Samuch that not to use it anywhere near ma'achalim u'mashkim, near foods or drinks, or kelim shel pesach, or pesach d'cha kelim, makum shel avok yochol agia, because if the dust from the flour reaches there, that's potentially going to become chametz when it attaches itself to either the pesach d'cha kelim, or the food or the drinks, and therefore one should be very careful in this situation. In the Shaar HaTzion, Osamach Zayin, he brings his din down in the name of the Taz and the Chok Yaakov, the Graz and the Mekor Chaim. However, he says the Elyar Rabba disagrees, and his opinion is lo hakel b'di'evit, that one could b'di'evit utilize this rinsing even over here. And the Prima Gadim is a Kaim Dino Shal Taz. And the Prima Gadim, however, says no, the Taz's Chumra Dika position is more correct. Again, these dinim of Taruvas are not simple. I hope they were clear. With this, we conclude today's Shir.